Hello and welcome back to the Stay Safe podcast. I'm Liam Scott, and today we're looking at an area of laboratory work that often gets underestimated, particularly in facilities that don't consider themselves to be biological labs. Biological materials are far more common than many realise. Enzymes, cultures, environmental swabs, cell fragments, food samples, water testing samples, moulds and yeasts, and in some settings, materials of human origin. And wherever biological material exists, so does the risk of contamination, exposure, and cross-contamination. So today, let's break down how to control biological hazards, prevent contamination, and maintain a safe, clean scientific environment, even in mixed-use or low-risk laboratories. Understanding biological risk levels. In the UK, biological agents are classified into risk groups based on the likelihood of causing disease, the severity of that disease, how easily it spreads, and whether effective treatment is available. But it's important to understand this. Even low-risk biological agents can still trigger allergic reactions, cause skin or respiratory irritation, contaminate experiments, spread unintentionally into other work areas, and undermine data integrity. Under COSH, biological agents are treated in the same way as chemical hazards, meaning they must be risk assessed, controlled, and reviewed. Low risk does not mean no risk. Aseptic technique, your first line of defense. Good aseptic technique is one of the most effective biological controls available, and it relies entirely on human behavior. Good practice includes cleaning work surfaces before and after tasks, minimizing talking, coughing, or movement over open samples, tying hair back and securing loose clothing, wearing appropriate PPE, using sterile equipment and consumables, disinfecting or flaming tools where required. Contamination rarely happens because of a dramatic failure. It usually happens because of rushing, small lapses in attention, touching the wrong surface, or moving between tasks without changing gloves. Aseptic technique isn't about perfection, it's about consistency.
This podcast is being provided by Scott Risk Management, specialist health and safety consultants. If you operate an SME business, you know that meeting all of the business needs is a juggling act. If you want to simplify safety, save time, and stay compliant, SRM Genie is the solution. For more information, head to the details at the end of this episode.
Biosafety cabinets and what they are actually for. A biosafety cabinet is not a fume cupboard. The airflow is different, the purpose is different, and the protection is different. Biosafety cabinets are designed to protect the user, the sample, and the surrounding environment. They are particularly important where aerosols may be generated, biological liquids are handled, samples could become airborne, or contamination control is critical. Using a fume cupboard for biological work, unless specifically assessed and approved, is unlikely to provide adequate protection. And like all engineering controls, biosafety cabinets only work properly when they are used correctly, they are not overloaded, airflow is not obstructed, and they are routinely tested, certified, and monitored. Decontamination, more than just wiping down the surfaces. Decontamination is not a one-size-fits-all activity. Different organisms require different control measures, such as alcohol-based disinfectants, chlorine-based agents, heat treatment, or autoclaving. The disinfectant must be effective against the specific organism, and procedures must clearly state the correct agent, the method of application time, the required contact time. A quick wipe with the wrong disinfectant gives a false sense of security and can allow contamination to persist unnoticed. Preventing cross-contamination. Cross-contamination is one of the biggest threats to both safety and scientific integrity. To prevent it, never mix biological and chemical wastes. Avoid using the same pipettes or tools for incompatible work. Change gloves between tasks. Keep clean and dirty areas separated. Label all samples clearly and accurately. And use sealed secondary containers when transporting samples. One contamination spreads, the impact goes beyond safety. Results become unreliable, experiments may need repeating, confidence in controls is lost. And in regulated environments, the loss of confidence can be just as damaging as an injury. So our final thoughts, biological safety isn't just for high containment or clinical laboratories. It applies to any environment where biological material exists, which in modern science is almost everywhere. By understanding biological risks, applying good aseptic technique, using the correct equipment, decontaminating effectively, and preventing cross-contamination, you protect yourself, your colleagues, your data, and the credibility of your work. That's it for today's episode of the Stay Safe podcast. Next time, we will conclude our scientific safety series by looking at equipment safety and maintenance and why precision tools demand precision control. Until then, stay safe. Bye for now.
This podcast has been provided by SRM, the owners of the bespoke health and safety management software SRM Genie, created for and focused on supporting SME businesses. If you would like more information on how you can simplify safety, save time, and stay compliant, go to www.srmgeniesoftware.co.uk.